Three charged after man was lured from Cherokee casino and killed. Federal prosecutors have charged three South Carolina residents in connection with the kidnapping, robbery and killing of a man who was allegedly lured from Harrah's Cherokee casino before being fatally shot. A federal grand jury in Greenville, South Carolina returned a 10-count indictment against Elisa Marie Rosario, 33, Jeremy Todd Lark, 42, also known as Jeremy Abdul Wakil Jones, and 19-year-old Kezavian Lee Campbell. The defendants face charges including kidnapping resulting in death, robbery affecting commerce, obstruction of justice, interstate transportation of a stolen vehicle and firearm-related offenses. Prosecutors say victim was lured to casino. According to the indictment, the defendants allegedly persuaded the victim, identified as Mekez Bernard Gear, to travel from South Carolina to Harrah's Cherokee Casino in North Carolina under the pretense of a date with Rosario. Federal prosecutors said the group prepared for the trip with firearms, latex gloves and masks before carrying out the alleged scheme. Investigators claim Rosario later convinced Gear to leave the casino during the early morning hours of June 17, 2025. After stopping briefly at a nearby convenience store, Rosario allegedly drove Gear to another location where Campbell entered the victim's rental vehicle. Authorities allege the three suspects then transported Gear about 12 miles into Silva, North Carolina, where he was robbed and fatally shot. Burning vehicle found near victim's body. Later that same evening, investigators found Gear's body in a wooded area near Woodburn Road and Pinecrest Road in Spartanburg County, South Carolina. His rented 2025 Hyundai Genesis was also discovered burning nearby. According to prosecutors, the defendants discarded the victim's belongings during the incident. Authorities later recovered jewelry belonging to Gear at a residence connected to the suspects in Roebuck, South Carolina. U.S. Attorney Brian Sterling described the alleged crimes as a dark and devious scheme that crossed state lines and resulted in death. FBI and local police investigated the case. The case was investigated by the FBI Columbia Field Office alongside the Spartanburg Police Department and Spartanburg Fire Department. FBI Columbia Special Agent in Charge Kevin Moore said the investigation relied heavily on forensic and digital evidence gathered through cooperation between agencies. Each of the three defendants faces a potential maximum sentence of life in federal prison. They remain detained pending further court proceedings. Federal prosecutors noted that all charges in the indictment are allegations and the defendants are presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court.